If someone cuts ruts down a muddy dirt trail, someone else will probably need to come and fill them in before the road can be used. However, here, the ruts are never filled, for that would defeat the purpose of why people come to this spot. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Judy Weirs hears the same question day after day.
They say, where's the rut? We have to actually go out there and show it to them because they're looking for a little bitty wheel rut, not a whole huge area. They aren't expecting to see the swales.
She's speaking about the Oregon Trail at Rock Creek Station near Fairbury, Nebraska.
The wind blows here in Nebraska and blows that fine dirt that they created away. And then when it rains, it washed that fine dirt out. And so that made a very, very deep, wide area.
Thousands of pioneers passed here. Their wagon trail literally wore down the earth, creating a sunken scar on the hills.
There was a station here already, a road ranch, and that was on this west side of the creek here. The water wasn't good on this side of the creek, and they started building on the east side. So they already had a barn and home, so to speak.
Those buildings later became a Pony Express relay station, which provided yet another reason for that trail to sink deeper into the earth. Most people fill in ruts. Judy's job is just the opposite.
It's our job to preserve this rut. The prairie grass has recovered itself. We do get a lot of like sumac and dogwood in it, and they do burn the trail rut out every few years to get rid of that trash.
It's a place where you can literally see the trail that led west, a point where men, women, and children passed on their way to settle America. Traveling the Countryside in Fairbury, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.